It's kind of the nature of despair that when you're in its depths, it's hard to even imagine lifting yourself out. But that's something that Cherie Cooks has figured out how to do. Cherie's a working mom with three kids in Tacoma. She gives talks to school administrators about race and equity, and she co-founded a nonprofit called Eastside Community Action Network. But Cherie says none of this would have been possible if not for some very, very tough breaks. She talked with Sound Effects Jennifer Wing.
Cherie Cooks is a 37-year-old African-American woman who has a deep love for Tacoma's East Side, a low-income part of town that is on the upswing but still struggles with crime. On a sunny afternoon, Cherie takes me on a walk through Swan Creek Park. Improving the health of people in this neighborhood is part of the mission of Cherie's nonprofit. She's hoping to lead three walks in Swan Creek Park this year.
So I've always gone outdoors on trails with my kids. We used to live closer to the trail on the other side. And you just didn't see many people on the trails. And I wanted to expose more people to, like, look at this beautiful space that's in our area. And a lot of folks did not know it was back here.
13 years ago, Cherie could not have imagined herself being so active in the community. Back in 2006, Cherie's life was good. She was a teacher in a daycare. Most of the parents worked at Tacoma General Hospital.
And we had the motto that you always got a baby in your arms. So if I'm not changing someone's diaper or feeding someone, I'm holding someone else. I'm playing with another baby. And I loved it. I loved going to work.
Cherie was a single mom, raising two daughters, Deja and Daylin. They were able to come to work with her. Daylin, her youngest, was walking by 9 months, and by 14 months, she was a curious, talkative toddler. But by the time Daylin was 2 years old, something was off.
I started to notice that her energy level was down. You know, toddlers are pretty busy, but she would get tired pretty quickly. And then it kind of progressed to where she didn't want to walk.
Cherie got an appointment with a pediatric neurologist, and Daylin got an MRI.
They called me the next morning, like 5 a.m., and they said, pack your bags. You need to go to Seattle Children's Hospital. This is what we found.
The MRI revealed a tumor.
It was pretty large because they classified her stage 4. And it was large enough, and it was wrapped around her spine.
Life for the family changed overnight. Cherie had to quit the job she loved. The kid's paternal grandmother cared for Daylin's older sister, while Cherie and Daylin settled into their new home, a room at Seattle Children's Hospital. This is where Daylin and Cherie spent a better part of 2.5 years. Cherie came to rely on the hospital's many volunteers who helped entertain Daylin and who gave Cherie small breaks to step outside for a bit. This help got Cherie thinking about how she would live her life a little differently once this was all over. But it wasn't over yet. Daylin responded to chemotherapy, but the stress of everything really got to Cherie.
I think I hit my bottom when I got pregnant with their father. I was lonely, you know, just one of those things.
Before all of this, Cherie and the girl's father had tried to make a go of being a couple, but it didn't work out. He was in his kids' lives, but he and Cherie, they weren't together anymore.
And then there was a nurse that was just such a sweetheart, and I was telling her what happened and that I was pregnant. And that I was ashamed that I didn't want him just because I was so focused on the life that I was dealing with. And she told me, she said, this could be a gift because this would give your daughter a younger sibling, someone, you know, that she could help take care of and be excited about. And also, medical-wise, when you have your baby, they are able to take stem cells from the umbilical cord to store away that could be used to treat major illnesses. When my son was born, Dayon, so cute, first off. When he came along, he was a gift. Daylin loved her brother. I had to stop her from wanting to give him shots. Like, no, this is a real baby. You gotta play with your other baby. And it did bring more joy than I thought it would.
Daylin continued to do well. Her tumor disappeared. She was able to build up her muscles and to walk again. Life slowly started to come back into focus. Cherie went back to work in childcare, and with the help of the kid's grandmother, Cherie started to take some time for herself. She met a great guy. They're now going on 10 years together. And with all of this backup and support, Cherie says that she was able to think about how she could begin to give back to her community.
I went to volunteer at Mary Bridge Hospital. I was thinking back about the volunteers that supported me and helped me and how well, how good they made me feel. And I worked in the surgical unit and I got to do some of the same things by bringing kiddos toys and talking to them and reading them books.
Then Cherie started to volunteer in her children's school, Sheridan Elementary.
Our area is it is a lower socioeconomic area where, you know, a lot of families are working class families that don't necessarily have the time to show up physically, but doesn't mean that they care any less about their children's education. So I was going with that stance that I'm going to classrooms for all of them, not just my own child.
Eventually, Cherie became the president of the Tacoma Council. This is the organization that oversees all of the parent-teacher associations in the Tacoma School District. She started to give workshops to school administrators and principals about how to talk about race with students, and she shared her experience of being a mom of a Black son.
The stereotypes or biases around young Black children that if they're misbehaving or acting out of class, it must be because they have a hard life at home. You know, another assumption that was made about my child when it was like, I actually do work in this district. I've got a great partner. We've got a pretty stable household. You know, that's not an issue. He's just a growing 7-year-old boy.
Nothing will change if we don't do right by our kids. This is at the core of everything Cherie does, including her day job of running an after-school program through the Peace Community Center in Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood. She keeps going and doing, except for the days when her body forces her to stop.
2 years ago, I woke up and I had a bunch of paramedics looking down at me. And I was like, what is going on? And my partner's on the side and I'm in the bed and he's like, baby, you just had a seizure. And I'm just like, what?
The seizures were sporadic, but a few months ago, they started to pick up. Cherie had one as she was driving her kids on I-5. They had an accident, but Cherie's oldest daughter, Deja, acted really fast and took the wheel from her mom and slammed on the brakes. The car was a loss, but no one was seriously hurt. It could have been so much worse. Cherie got a formal diagnosis of epilepsy. Today, she gets around by Lyft, public transit, and rides from friends. One of her more recent seizures happened when she was at the Tacoma Symphony before the performance started.
And I remember my friend saying, you need to call Preston, that's my partner. You gotta go home, you just had a seizure. And I just start crying, I don't wanna go home. I said, I don't wanna go home, I wanna stay. And she was like, okay, if the paramedics say you're okay, then you can stay.
Having a seizure takes a lot out of a person physically. And in this situation, most of us would have headed right for the door. Not Cherie. She stayed to hear the music.